Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A 93-year-old veteran snuck out of a nursing home to hitchhike and fulfill nightly ritual for the love of his life. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. 93-year-old Mike Kane and 94-year-old Doris German have a nightly ritual of eating a chocolate bar together. But their stash ran out during the coronavirus pandemic, so the Air Force veterans snuck away from their senior community center and hitched a ride for more. And it makes for the most heartwarming short story. When real estate broker Rich Farmer spotted Mike Kane on the side of the road with his thumb out, he couldn't believe it. Rich was on his way home for lunch, but turned around after seeing the 93-year-old hitchhiker. He said he was trying to get to the 99-cent store, recalled the Good Samaritan. Mike Kane explained his and Doris's nightly ritual of eating a chocolate bar together. It's something the two lovebirds have been doing for the past 20 years since they met at a senior dance. We don't eat the whole bar, just a couple pieces, Mike says. With the stay-at-home orders due to COVID-19, it was harder for Mike to get to the store. But there was no way he was going to let the coronavirus health crisis stand in the way of his nightly tradition with Doris. Hearing Mike's tale, there was no way Rich could deny him a ride. I was amazed. I'm like, this guy must really be in love with this gal, he said. So Rich did his best to clean and sanitize his car before letting Mike hop in, and both men donned protective masks. Then he drove Mike to the local 99-cent store, which was about a mile and a half away. Well, he thanked me and waved goodbye, Rich said. But I was like, wait a minute, buddy. We're only halfway through with this trip. I'm not going to let you walk the mile and a half back. Mike went into the store and made just one purchase, 35 Hershey bars. That way he could continue eating a chocolate bar each night with the love of his life. Rich then gave Mike a ride back so he could get home to Doris, who had no idea what Mike had been doing. She probably hasn't even started looking for me yet, Mike said. Rich's willingness to wait for him really impressed Mike, and throughout the course of the trip, the two struck up a special bond. There aren't that many people like Rich in the world, Mike said. And Rich felt the same way about Mike. He offered to give the veteran a ride anytime he needed it, whether it was for the purpose of eating a chocolate bar, picking up groceries, or anything else. Rich also shared the heartwarming story on Facebook, along with photos of Mike, where thousands of strangers just fell in love with the sweet man. I asked him if he knew what Facebook was after the story went viral, and he said he'd heard of it, Rich explained. And I asked him to guess how many people had seen my post, and he said, I don't know, like 20? And at that time, it was like 60,000. He said, you gotta be kidding me. He was happy that so many people enjoyed his story. Hershey even saw the story and is sending Mike and Doris several shipments so they can continue eating a chocolate bar each night without venturing out to the store. But Mike's dedication to keeping this nightly ritual alive is truly touching. I thought it was amazing that they have this tradition they do every night, Rich said. But what a lovely story that this guy is willing to hitchhike for his love.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.